Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. There we go. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, July 14, 2022. I don't know what show we're on, man. I would love to know what number show we're on. I guess there's a way I can figure it out, but it don't matter because every week is a new experience. Welcome to the off ramp, the show for the people by the people that embody the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together. Rapping about the week's mathematics, he was popping in these streets. What's going on in your hood, my hood, all the way around the world? We rap about politics, love, culture, relationships, politics, movies, music. Anything you can think of, we talk about because me and my folks, we created this show so that, you know, people can start having all these discussions just on the internet. It's cool to tweet. It's cool to Facebook it. It's cool to Instagram it. It's cool to, what's the new one? TikTok it. But sometimes you just need a good conversation. Sometimes you need to, I guess you can't really sit across people. I mean, I sit across DJC, sorry. But, I mean, sometimes it's good to just have an open-ended discussion and hear people's thoughts because you can't, you're not really listening when you're just typing and when you're just reading. Sometimes you are, but a lot of us ain't. A lot of us, we get into a subject. Someone makes a comment, and then we go off on our comments and still want to comment. But we created this show so we can get together and we talk. We just have a good conversation. We hide the names and faces to protect the innocent. I don't want anybody to get canceled. I don't want anybody to get fired from their job. So, you know, that's why we got the show. So if you want to call in, if you got something to say, if you want to rap, feel free to call in. 929-477-3975. You can hit us up all on the social medias. I try to update the social medias, but we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We'll get that together. And we've been trying to get the I've been saying that for about 5 years. And we're going to get our Twitch page together one of these days. We're going to get our Twitch page together. But I got to figure out how to do it so y'all can't see our faces because I want, you know, I want it just to be a conversation. I don't want you judging how people look. I don't want you, you know, seeing someone's face and I think, oh, I already know what they think. I just want you to hear voices. There's something real poetic about just listening to a voice. It's like talk radio for the neighborhood, for the people. We are not sponsored by any right-wing or left-wing activists. We're just the people. We're the honest people. So, we're going to have that discussion tonight. We're going to have a discussion about a multitude of things. Come on in, 8 Point. Come on in. Come on this side so you can get in the topic. Nah, you sit here and talk. Mike's right here. Got DJ C. Sign in the building. DJ C. Sign, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Getting easy.
My man, 8 Point, just walked in with a beer. I like it. Sat on the couch. 8 Point, how you holding up tonight? Welcome to the offer. Come on, you get closer.
Feeling good.
Feeling good, feeling great?
I want to get close. He's got no shirt on.
Yeah, I got no look. I get naked in the house. You know that. You've been through this before. I got my man, Blur, in the building. Blur, welcome to the offer. And my brother, how you doing tonight?
Oh, man, blessed and highly favored, man. Walking on the sunshine. Living on a prayer. Is that how the song go?
Walking on a sunshine, prayer. Living on a prayer. That's a song. Ain't that Madonna?
Living on a Prayer song? I feel like that's a song.
A point. This sounds like a topic for you and DJ Cesar.
What's that?
Living on a Prayer. Is that a song?
Yeah.
No.
Aerosmith.
No, it's freaking silly.
No, it's
man.
Living on the Edge. Yeah.
Living on the Prayer is Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, Aerosmith. They're kind of the same people.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi's from Jersey.
It's Jersey. That's why I'm disgusted.
People.
Different part of Jersey.
Jersey, nevertheless.
I got my man MX your money in the building. MX, you're welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Actually, Katrina in the way.
Say that again, MX. DJ Cesar cut you off.
It's all good, man. She can do that. Living life, brother. Living life.
All right, good to hear. Good to have you on the off-ramp. I know my man New York Deer can be here in a minute. So, got a bunch of topics tonight, got a bunch of stuff to discuss, all types of topics, all things, a lot of things happened this week, and a lot of nothing happened this week. I'll start off first. My man A-Point got a topic, and we'll have a discussion.
Don't call me.
I'm not. I'm going to have the discussion, but I'm going to discuss something else first. First thing I want to discuss is NASA. NASA unveiled a telescope. It's the strongest telescope in the world, I guess. And it showed us of pictures of some different colored dots. And they said it's galaxies. We can now see 4 billion light years in the past. We can see the past. I don't know how old Earth is, but we can see 4 billion years away because that's when the light is getting to us. So it's 4 billion years in the past. And I just had the simple question, why? What will it show us? Are we going to find the Guardians of the Galaxy? Did anyone see Star-Lord up there? I feel like they could have told us that we spent $1 billion on this expensive telescope. Now we can see galaxies far, far away. And if they just drew a picture with some dots on it, we'd say, cool. I don't think we really know the difference. So then my question is, why? Why do we have this expensive-ass telescope to see places we can never go? None of us will ever live to see any of this in person. The only thing I'm hoping they can see is if something's coming at us. But again, if it's 4 billion light years away or in the past, then it might be too late. So my suggestion was to turn that big-ass telescope around so we can see the future. And that'll let me know if I got to pay my taxes or not, because if an asteroid's coming to take us out like the dinosaurs, I feel like I'm not going to pay my taxes anymore. Because it's not like I can get on a ship and go to Mars, because Elon Musk, he fucked that up. So if an asteroid is coming to kill us all, because if they turn the telescope around and they can say, hey, in 3 years, we're all going to die because an asteroid's coming. Because I'm not paying taxes. I'm probably not going to work anymore. I figure I got about 2 years before Wells Fargo comes and kicks me out of my house. I'm going to just roll the dice. So my question to y'all is, were y'all, DJ Cesar, I'll let you go first. Were you impressed by NASA's telescope? What did you think about it? Did you even see it?
Yes.
Great talk. 8 points. You like science? What do you think about NASA unveiling the Webb telescope?
I mean, it's a powerful telescope, no doubt. I mean, they're kind of flexing their muscles of how far they can look. But you're seeing as far as the light is traveling to you seeing, so that might be gone by now. It might not be there. So it's not really telling you much. They're just flexing their muscles.
That's what I said. What we're looking at isn't even there anymore.
It might not be. We don't know. Even as far as we can see, it still might not be there.
But it used to be.
It is crazy. Sure. If it is crazy, if you think about it, that since light has a speed, everything that we see is actual to pass.
Yeah,
like we're never seeing in real time. So do blind people actually have the key? It's a presence? Blur, what do you think of the Webb telescope?
First, let me say, I think you be smoking too much. That's what I think. I think that soliloquy, that little opening monologue you just went on, lets me know you probably smoke a little bit too much of the devil's lettuce. At 8 point, I think you might be right there along with him or getting contact. Even though, 8 point, you sound like you got a better grasp on this than Gunn. What do you mean it's useless? That's like saying taking a picture of something is useless because whatever you took a picture of isn't standing in that same spot no more. No, you took a picture of something. That was there. The person walked away, but you still have a picture of them when they were there. Like, just because this is a picture that took a long time to develop, that don't change the fact you're still looking at something that's pretty cool. And when you say we don't know what we're looking at, that may be cool, the general public. But the scientists, the astrologists, the Neil deGrasse Tyson, they know what they're looking at, and will they do anything with that information? I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But I trust the scientists that they needed this for something. It's going to help in some way or another. Otherwise, Polaroid would have never invented the very first camera. And I'm jumping out there assuming that Polaroid invented the very first camera. I don't know who invented the very first camera, but they invented it. And look, now we got everybody walking around with like 3 or 4 cameras in their pocket. We needed this, okay, man. It's a picture. It's a better camera. It's like the Samsung Galaxy S25 with the super duper Galaxy Zoom.
All right, extra money. What you got?
I mean, I'm never gonna say science is not important or question it. I guess because as long as we keep on, I guess, inventing stuff and trying to figure out the why behind matter and the such, I think that's always the cool thing. But to your point about the cost of it all, you know, we can cure a whole lot of things that goes on in our plights of every day with the same amount of money that they put into that telescope. So I think the priority, if you're talking about priorities of our where our money goes and where chooses to spend it, then I guess that's a separate conversation. But in terms of just pure science, I think it is pretty cool, though.
All right. Got my man New York in the building. New York, did you hear about the Webb telescope from NASA that's showing us 4 billion years in the past, but we still haven't got a picture of a real dinosaur yet?
See, I've seen an article. I just didn't click on it. But, yeah, I still not believe in a dinosaur shit.
You said you still don't believe in the dinosaurs?
Yep, that's correct. I don't think they were ever here.
Oh, man, not another one. Not another one.
Oh, you got cheese. You sound like you need to try some of these double letters.
What are doing in the museum?
They created it. They plastered it, molded it, and hey.
Yeah, you ain't never been. You said they were plastic?
Nah, they plastered it. I don't even know if that's the right word for it. I mean,
oh, plastered.
Yeah, plastered it, molded.
I was going to say, you ain't never been to Smithsonian. You think them bones are plastic? I mean, I guess they could be. I mean, it's not like I know, but I mean, looked at them up close, they didn't look plastic. But all right, so I just wanted to get y'all opinion. I thought it was pretty
cool.
Hold up.
Before you move on, you mentioned something, and I got to ask you about it. First off, again, the telescope is not looking into the past. It's not a time machine. It's just a big-ass camera. But you said if they said, hey, an asteroid coming in 3 years, you're going to stop going to work and stop paying taxes. How much of a time frame do you need to say, all right, 5 years, you gonna work if it's coming in 5 years? 7 years? Like, what's the time frame for you to say, fuck it, I ain't doing nothing. I'm not paying taxes. I ain't doing shit.
Probably is a good time frame for me. I mean, I have to play it out with money. How long can I not be? Because I don't want to be homeless and then get hit with an asteroid.
I got 5 years worth.
That's what I'm saying. I got about 5 years worth that I can survive, and you know what I mean? I like, they say, yo, you're going to die in 40 years. I'm not quitting my job today. The Earth's going to end in 40 years. I'm not quitting my job today because I'd be a bum unless I could figure out, like, how to still live in the 40 years. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowing someone to come take me out of my house if I only got 40 years left before an asteroid hits us. It's interesting. Like, who's going to evict somebody?
Oh, no, I was saying it's interesting, not because it's about even eviction. Like, you're going to die at some point. You know that's going to happen at some point. Like, at what point do you say, fuck it, I got more important things I want to spend my time doing than going to work and paying taxes? I mean, the taxes thing is interesting because it's like, are you going to beat out the IRS before they lock you up? Which, you know, unless you're a celebrity, you're probably not going to get locked up anyway. But, I mean, like, you're going to die at some point. I mean, you ain't got... Do you think you got 50 summers left in you? You ain't got 50 summers.
No, but I feel like my son has a long time, so I'll continue to work and put money away and, you know, pay off the house so, you know, he has stuff to do and he has some, you know, like when me and my wife die, he's not, you know, handed a bunch of debt. He's actually handed some stuff that he can go on with. But I'm talking about if we know that everybody's going to die. Like, I mean, none of us making it. Then I'm probably quitting my job. Because, like, who's going to evict me when I'm like, yo, we all going to die, yo? Why are you evicting me?
So you think, so right now, would you say you're living more for your son than for yourself?
Oh, yeah, that happened the day he was born. Yeah, I'm not. I would say at this point, yeah, I'd say the day he was born, I'd say when I got married, my living for myself changed. And it became more about us. And then once we had a kid, it really became like, yeah, fuck my wife. I'm really just living for myself.
With this lame ass cord.
Yeah. At any point, everyone can hear you. That's what this big ass mic is for. So I'd say when you have a kid, it really just becomes about the kids. If you love your kids, I know a whole bunch of people who got kids who's like, fuck their kids. Look, my man's in the military, and, you know, he get all that stuff from the military. He got two kids, and he's a great guy, right? And he says, look, I'm living my life. I made the sacrifices. All this money is mine. I'm making sure my kids get a college education. At that point, they on their own. I just thought it dire. And I think he's 100% serious. That man been to war. I mean,
there's a lot of people like that. T.D. Jake said he ain't leaving his kids nothing.
I just couldn't imagine that. If I had $1 billion, if I was the Elon Muskie, like, you know, okay, I get it about giving a bunch of money to a bunch of different people with different causes and stuff. But I can't imagine, like, not giving my kids nothing. Oh, I earned this, so you got to earn everything. But if your kid ends up like Hunter Biden, I want him to be able to buy the best crack possible.
Yeah, I think Hunter Biden, I guess so. You don't want to be in the crack house. You want to be in the hotel smoking your crack. All right, so that might be a little bit different. And I don't really think T.J. Knuckle give his kids nothing, but he was just like a whole big thing about it's what you leave in them, not what you leave to them.
So if you teach your kids how to hustle and how to work hard, you ain't worried about them, I mean, finding their way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all good points. And I believe, like, I want to teach my kid. Like, my kid got a cake business now, right? You know, I'm trying to teach him about money. He's already asking me, hey, can I spend my money on this? I tell him, spend your money on whatever you want. It's your money. It's your business. But just understand that if you're broke and you're asking for money, I'm like, yo, I taught you a way to make money. Yeah, get in the kitchen and bust them cakes, and if you don't have money to buy cakes, now you got to come get a loan. And my interest is heavy. So you better be careful what you're spending your money on. I gave you a way to make money. I'll help you make money. You want to buy stuff, it's natural. We all want to get stuff. But learn how to bring income in so that you can afford the stuff you want. And understand that the more expensive stuff you want, the harder you got to work. That's how it goes. But... All right, that's all I have with NASA. Anybody got anything left on NASA? I think they're all lying to us anyway. They ain't no fucking galaxies. They just got Banksy the spree. So, all right, that was my first topic. Got another topic to draw. I want to get in discussion. So, I had a discussion with a friend of mine, and he was discussing how if he cooks, why don't the woman clean? Better yet, just in general, if you cook in the kitchen, it doesn't matter if it's the woman or the man. Whose job is it to clean the kitchen? The person who cooks or the person who eats if they're old enough to clean? I think it always gets complicated here because if you go to the man-woman side, I say, well, look, I might have cooked tonight because you were busy, but you should clean. Because when I mowed the lawn, I didn't ask you to bag up the grass clippings, right? It's got to be a balance. But do we all have, I just want to know in the general rule of your house, if someone cooks, who's the designated cleaner? And make sure I'll let you go first.
I mean, as someone who likes to cook, I feel like it's just almost like a courtesy for the opposite person that you're cooking for to clean the dishes or put away the food or both, just as a courtesy. I don't know if there's a written rule anywhere, but I just think as a common courtesy, if someone's cooking for me, then, you know, I'll at least offer to help and clean up and put away the food.
Okay. New York, New York.
I agree with him, actually. Yeah, somebody cook, yeah, I help clean up afterwards.
Okay. Blur?
I don't say I disagree because MS was spot on. He said there's no hard rule to it. I guess whatever the dynamic you and your partner set up, like, I'm not married, I don't live with a female, and I don't cook, so I really don't really have, I mean, I have live with a female, and I didn't cook then either. But I mean, I like to clean, but it was never no, hey, if you cook, I'll clean. That's just like a common saying because people want to feel like they sharing or they equal in it. But nah, it's whatever works for you. If I do cook, I'll probably still clean because I kind of like cleaning up. I mean, a little bit. I ain't gonna be in there dusted and all that other good stuff. But I like a good washing the dishes a little bit by hand. So, I mean, yes, it's whatever works for you and yours. If I'm cleaning, that don't mean she cooking. And if I'm cooking, that don't mean she cleaning.
8 point?
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. Born and raised in the South, you cook, you clean as you cook. You know, I don't, like it was brought up earlier, you cut the grass. I don't expect you to pick up the lawnmower and pick up the extension cord. I clean your car. I don't expect you to pick up the hose and pick up everything else because I cleaned your car. If you messed up the kitchen, you clean the kitchen. I don't give a shit if you cooked a big-ass meal. And this isn't a man-woman thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not because I cook all the fucking time. I'm a man.
These chicks don't be clean.
No, I cook. And I clean the kitchen.
Damn.
So I cook and I clean, and then my other cooks and does not clean. So I gotta clean again. Come on. So I don't know. I'm a. If the kitchen is dirty, clean it. If you messed it up, clean it. I don't like the whole rule of I cook, you clean. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to cook for your family. You're supposed to cook for your kids. You're supposed to cook for your significant other. And you clean it because you messed it up.
So you're of the belief. You're the opposite. You say if you cook in the kitchen and you clean the kitchen because you fucked up the kitchen.
Yeah.
Not, hey, I took the time out to cook. You take for you. You take the time to clean it up.
This is not a, you're not getting a trophy for cooking. you're not getting a trophy for how messed up you made the kitchen. Like, oh, I messed up the kitchen this much. My food must be good. No. You messed up the kitchen. You clean it up. Period.
Pick up after
yourself. Yeah, but
pick up after yourself.
It seemed like you're getting a short.
You messed up the bedroom. Clean it up.
You got speak up a little bit. I'm actually right here.
I said it seemed like, but I get what he's saying. But at the same time, he just also pointed out that his significant other cooks and he cleans. So shit, you know, it's like, shit throws the shit out the window because you got somebody else messing up. And that's going to
abide by
my rules. Modify your rules like shit.
Yeah. Maybe I've been I've succumbed to this. I'm a sucker, I guess. She's got me.
It is. So it's not the rule. So it's an exception, not the rule, then. It's always an exception to the rule.
It is one of those things. DJ, she's sorry. You want to jump in? You don't want to jump in? You get irritated? It's just an even cookie. It is one of those things where, like, when we had this woman's movement, it's like, we don't just belong in the kitchen. We can do that.
You're not a mad woman. I'm stressed.
I'm making a point. Because you made a good point. I don't see these chicks out here cutting lawns unless they're gay.
No, I did not say a mad woman thing. I'm just saying I cut the lawn. I didn't expect you to clean it up.
But why don't they clean the kitchen? Because you cut the lawn. What are they extra they doing? They got jobs. We all got jobs.
No, my point is, if you mess something up, you clean up after yourself. That's my whole point.
You're
nothing to do with man woman thing. Nothing. I'm just saying, we've always heard this over the years. I cook, you clean. Bullshit. You cook, you clean. You mess up the kitchen.
Okay.
Man woman doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this now. See, I disagree. Well, I don't disagree. It really just depends on the person. Like you said. If you marry someone who really don't like doing dishes and you know you're going to have to do the dishes and you just got to chalk it up. But let me ask you this. If she cooked just for herself and then cooked for it, okay, not you. I won't put you on this because I don't want your wife to come over and start yelling.
She will.
But if she says, okay, I'm going to mess up the kitchen because I'm going to cook something and I'm going to clean it up, I'm only cooking for myself. You bastards fend for yourself and clean up after your own self.
Well,
would you be pissed?
Well, that's a shitty situation right there to be a family, period.
Why?
Because she's cooking for herself when she's got kids and a husband.
But you won't clean up after. If she cooks for the entire family, and
you just said she was going to cook for herself and no one else.
Right.
That's a shitty situation right there, period.
No,
regardless of cleaning the kitchen, that's a shitty situation,
no,
period.
When your kids get old enough, you don't have to cook for them. Like, you don't have to cook for your daughter anymore.
End of conversation right there. When someone says, I'm going to cook for myself, you fend for yourself.
What's wrong with that? That was how it was when I grew up. Well, I mean, my mom still cooked every once in a while, but, I mean, she told us early, like, yeah, I taught you how to cook. If I don't feel like cooking, you better get in there and fry up that burger on your own and clean up after yourself.
My grandma taught me how to cook, and she also taught me to clean up after yourself as you cook.
But aren't you asking a bit much?
No.
Because if she's saying, I had a long day at work, I'm coming home, and this time I'm on a woman's side, I'm coming home, and I'm going to cook for all of you bastards in here. All I ask is if you clean the dishes when I'm done.
I had a long day. I had an extremely long day with my kids. And I cooked. Go look at my kitchen right now. It looks like I never cooked. Spotless right now.
But why can't you say, yo, clean the kitchen? I had a long day with the kids.
I would never say that.
Why?
I messed up the kitchen. I cleaned it.
If she cooked, though, why wouldn't you take that hard stance then? And say, you messed up the kitchen, so you clean it. I'm not cleaning.
That's a good point. I never say that, but I always clean up. I always clean up the kitchen. In the back of my mind, I'm like, God damn it, why are you not cleaning up the kitchen? Doesn't make any sense. But I always clean it.
Got to pick your battles.
Because yeah, you got to pick your battles. Correct. I mean, to me, I don't like waking up in the morning. See a kitchen that looks like shit. And I don't think anybody should.
I think that's just a little bit of your OCD-ness. Because
it's not OCD. It's called roaches and insects and things that feed off of food living in your sink.
Well, I mean, there's food in the pipes. You know, roaches get in the pipes. Ain't no, you can't clean the pipes. Wouldn't bleach down the pipes. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you have to. This is why I'm a fan of living with your significant other before you get married. Because you have to understand what you're getting into so you don't get frustrated.
God, we lived together for 10 years.
Before y'all got married?
Yep.
Has she always not clean the kitchen after she cooks? I said, at this point, you complain about the stuff that she's doing with her. DJ Seaside, you got anything? You care about any of this at all? You ready to go to sleep?
I don't know what the argument is. Whoever gets to, it's nice to not have to do anything, but if someone else can help you out, that's my.
Very political. Extremely political. Do you have any comments on my whole how come women don't be mowing the lawn?
I'm sure there's women that mow the lawn.
Jane used to mow the lawn all the time growing up.
Does she mow the lawn now?
No, because I'm so anal protective about my lawn.
Do any of y'all women mow the lawn?
I used to mow the lawn.
I pay for somebody to mow my lawn.
We don't have a big lawn. I don't think we need help mowing
the lawn. See, you see how she starts attacking me? I didn't say nothing about her. She said, I used to mow the lawn. She ain't touched the lawn. She ain't touched that lawnmower since she's been here.
You've been trying to grow grass for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And I've been mowing the weeds without any help.
Well, you keep the same level. It's good.
But look at my wife, ready to attack me. Any of y'all got any chicks that mow the lawn?
Nah, I don't even mow my own one, so I can't even talk on that. My mowing lawn stuff.
Well, you got like 10 acres. That ain't. You need to pay somebody for that.
My girl lived with, her place, the landlord sent somebody over to mow it, but, I mean, it was a house of all women, so. I mean, they take the trash out and everything else. I'm assuming if they had to cut the grass, they would do that too.
But you don't know if they ever did it. That's one thing I give my wife props for. She take out the trash. She'll take out the trash quick. She complained to me about taking out the trash. She's like, the trash need to go out. I'm like, take it out. She just gets frustrated and she takes it out. But she ain't mowing no grass.
I'm mowing the grass now. But I could if I had to.
But you don't have to. Right. Because you're married to a man. And that's disrespectful. Because I'm married to a woman, and I don't say, I don't have to cook no more. I don't have to clean no more. You see how this women's movement has done nothing but make women sexist? Y'all are just us now. You feel like you ain't got to do anything. But can't nobody put nothing on y'all. It's an unfair balance. That's why the actual is going to destroy us that the web telescope is seeing. Because we are unbound.
We don't even have control of our own bodies. Are you not happy about that?
Who doesn't have control of your own body? Women?
Yeah.
I know somebody's going to get y'all abortion. 2 for 5. Oh, I got a real strong Viking. Just stick a Dyson in there. Boom. Done.
Let's not go
with it. Okay, I'm sorry. Dyson's a nice though. They got that little ball that'd be moving. We're always impressed by the simplest stuff. All right, I guess that's it on I Cook You Clean A Point. Anything you want? Any other frustrations you got to get out? It looks like from how long y'all been married? 30 years?
Like 22, 23.
It seems like you just have to keep cleaning the kitchen, bro. It don't seem like nothing changes.
Pretty much nothing changes.
Whether she cooks or you cook, either way you clean.
I cook. I clean.
Like that's the hand you were dealt.
Yep.
All right. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Nah.
DJ Cesaring. M Extra.
About just in general.
Yeah, next topic. I mean, I got a bunch of topics, but I try to make sure I give y'all the floor in case something y'all want to rap about.
I mean, I'm just I don't know if it's a topic, but I'm just baffled at I don't know if y'all been following this 10-year-old little girl who got raped and had to go to Indiana to get an abortion, but all the Republican lawmakers were out here talking about that the story was fake. They had a whole hearing where the person was questioning whether a 10-year-old having a baby or getting an abortion was really an abortion. And I don't know if y'all been following these hearings that they've been, they basically said that a 10-year-old who was pregnant, because they think that her having the baby would be life-threatening, wasn't an abortion. Like, that's what they said. That I mean, you can't make this shit up, that these fucking Republicans on Fox News and all these other stations, right? You can just Google the clips, right? They're all talking about, oh, no, we don't even know that this is true. Oh, there's nobody even being reported, all this other kind of stuff, all this fake stuff, right? And then now the dude actually admitted that he raped her twice when she was 9, right? And so now they're like, oh, well, let's talk about the doctor, because the doctor, we're going to go after her license because she helped facilitate the abortion, because she actually found out that the person, the little girl, was pregnant and helped facilitate her, because of the Ohio trigger law, helped facilitate her finding a doctor over in Indiana to help her do the abortion. So now they're going after the doctor, because after a week's long of rhetoric, because Biden came out and said it himself, all injecting politics and all these cases and all this other kind of stuff, it didn't happen, it's a lie. So they stripped of that after the dude admitted that he actually did rape her. So now saying, oh, well, now we need to figure out if the doctor reported the abortion, actually having to help, because I guess in Ohio you have to report that you helped someone get an abortion, which I feel like is stupid as hell, but whatever. So now they're going after the doctor to figure out if she took all the proper steps in getting this girl or this little girl an abortion. And adding on to that part, then all of the testimony of the Republican doctors that they're bringing up, talking about, oh, well, she's 10, so that's not really an abortion. Like, what? Like, what do you mean that's not an abortion? It's absolutely an abortion. So, anyway. I just had to get it on my chest. I don't know if it's a topic or what y'all feel about if y'all been following this shit. But to me, that's just it's fucking crazy. And it's not getting – I don't think it's getting enough news that it should be. But whatever.
You know, I saw something on the internet about a 10-year-old being raped, and I thought it was like clickbait. This is a true story? You can get pregnant at 10?
Yeah.
Is a dude who raped her locked up? Like, please tell me he's like...
He just got locked up. He just admitted that because, again, like, you know what I mean? Because, again, her parents, you know, her parents took her to the OB. Because, I mean, you know, after this Roe versus Wade thing, like, they didn't... I don't know what they were thinking, but they took her, right, to the OBGYN. The trigger ball happened. So they were just trying to figure out a way that they can get this baby, like aborted or whatever, right? So it made some news, but it didn't make a whole lot of news. And then it made news when Biden said it. That's when all the Republicans jumped on and was like, oh, he's using this fake story to try to talk about how Roe versus Wade shouldn't be a term. And then they all had a back. So then they didn't even backtrack. They just was like, okay, so it wasn't a lie, because the dude – finally got arrested and finally admitted to that he did rape her. So now they're trying to attack the doctor. So yeah, it's been a crazy last couple of weeks if you're following. So I'm almost kind of like blur. I was just like following this story because to me, having three daughters, like, first of all, I'll probably be in jail because that dude would not be living right now. And just a mere fact that all these people really think, because one Republican lawmaker was like, yeah, she should have the baby, like, at 10. Like, that dude needs to die, like, today. Like, actually, yesterday, he should die. Like, he should just, die. Like, he just doesn't need to be in no kind of government position
and he just needs to die. Matter of fact, I feel like if he has girls or any young girls, they need to get pregnant so he can live with that shit that he's trying to put on somebody else. Like, something needs to happen. I mean, that's just that's my honest to God truth. Like, because the mere fact that he's going to use it. Yeah, because I'm saying, like, why would you put, like, how can you in your right mind say that shit about a 10-year-old child that got raped? Like, no sympathy, no I feel sorry for the girl, that's the trauma that she went through, none of that bullshit. They're just on this policy. This is beyond political rhetoric. I don't give a shit what you think about Roe versus Wade, but a 10-year-old getting raped, a 9-year-old actually, getting raped, and you can't even say out your own mouth that you feel sorry for her, right? Like, that shit's crazy to me. So I have no remorse for this shit.
Okay. Interesting. A-Point had to leave. You serious them out too much. I think he was trying to have a good time tonight. He got a daughter, so I think it made him upset, so he left. But, oh, we always thank A-Point for coming by, walking in the crib with a beer, and joining the show. Blur, what you got on MX's topic?
You know, to be frank, this is the first time I've heard of it at all. It's a little crazy. I wish I had heard about it because I would have been following along right with it. It's very interesting. I will say this, though, MX, I'm not saying I don't disagree. I mean, I think it's just on brand for the people. I'm not even sure it has anything to do with Roe v. Wade. Like, when it first came down, of course, all the news channels were interviewing people, some politicians, some activists or whatever, who were all for overturning it. One person in particular, I think she was on CNN, and, like, she's been fighting to overturn to get this reversed, like, 20-something plus years. And, yeah, they really are just like, hey. And, again, I don't understand why they want to force their religion on other people, but it's like a religion thing. So it's like, yeah, you got pregnant at 10-year-old. As fucked up and as heartbreaking as that is, yeah, God gave you that baby. You have that baby. And even if you give it up for adoption, you drop it off, like, you don't abort the baby. So I understand politicians and people who feel like that. And I disagree with them, but I understand them. If that's their belief, then they don't really have any room for, I would say not room for sympathy, but for nuance to say, hey, yeah, you only 9, 10 years old, you were raped, just fucked up, and probably a member of the family too. But, yeah, and I personally think, like, yo, because then you got to start taking into the mental aspect and the psychological effect that's going to have on a 10-year-old to think, hey, you had to go to term, carry a baby, and then if you do have the willpower to put it up for adoption, like, that's going to stick with you, that you have a life out there, like, the rest of your life, another child that you gave birth to or whatever. But for the other people, they don't care about that. They don't care nothing about that. They say, hey, it was conceived by whatever the circumstances were, that life was conceived, that life has to come into the world, and now once it's into the world, do with it as you wish. But, yeah, man, that's how these people feel. I don't want to call them religious nuts or political extremists, but when people feel a certain kind of way, especially when they feel strongly about it, they don't budge.
Okay. DJ Shisai?
I had heard that they talked to the same politician who was kind of saying that he didn't believe this was true, blah, 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 and they tried to backpedal a little bit and say, oh, well, it wasn't that I didn't believe the victim. It was just, you know, the people around that were talking about it. I didn't know if they were speaking true. Like, trying to backpedal, like, you know, make it sound like he wasn't as ridiculous as they were sounding. And it was, and they, the other topic is just, you know, they try to say, well, even in the state, you can't. There's no exceptions for rape or incest, but supposedly if there's risk to the mother, then you could have an abortion. And they're saying, you know, at that age, you know, there could be, you know, could fall under that just because.
At any age. They told us the risk when you had the baby.
Oh, well, that's true.
If I was a doctor, I'd just say, hey, do you want this baby or not? No, all right, because it's a risky house. Yeah. So we just write it on a piece of paper and we put the dice in a coochie and suck out the baby.
But that's just it, because the law, the trigger laws is still not as clear as, you know, that exception. What is acceptable, what is not. And like you said, it's up to interpretation. But then that just leaves that gray area, and no one wants to be the one that gets sued because of it.
That's crazy. That's nuts. New York, you got anything?
No, I just think everybody just said probably what I was going to echo. But, yeah, I just think it's crazy. I just don't understand how somebody just rapes a 9-year-old twice and then gets her pregnant by age 10. I think, yeah, he should go under the jail for real.
Yeah, and let me add this before you comment, Beach Bump. There was a senator, right, a congressman. They had a hearing on Capitol Hill where they were interviewing a female. And again, so what they do is, the rhetoric is like what constitutes a female, right, because that's the whole anti-trans thing, right? So they go that line of questions. Then they start talking about how, you know, you can kind of go up into – it was – like, sometimes our politicians are stupid as shit, right? So the whole notion of, okay, well, you can take a camera and figure out if the female is at risk of death, right? So then he makes this comment and says, well, you can just swallow the camera – and then will that be a better way of doing it as opposed to going? And the doctor was like, well, if you swallow the camera, yeah, that wouldn't reach the vagina, so I don't know why you would even think there's a justice to swallow the camera. Like, that's the type of fucking people.
I was thinking, when you said it, because I'd never heard this, I was like, well, swallowing the camera, like, how's she going to see the baby?
Exactly, yo. That's the kind of people that we're entrusting with this democracy to make laws that they have zero, they don't know anything of what they're talking about. It's all about who's funding their campaign and the rhetoric, sort of like what Blur is saying. It's not necessarily about Roe versus Wade. It's about this religious cult that they're trying to impose on the female population. And it's crazy when you hear, like I'm telling you, like if you just hear these hearings, like they're idiots. Like, do say swallow a camera to check the baby. Like, how the, like, come on, bro. Have you never had sex before? Like, what? When did they stop? Like, when did they start having sex education in elementary school? Or because apparently he's old enough where it never existed, because he doesn't even know how the fuck a baby's made. Like, that's the type of shit that we got on our Congress. Like, or
in his defense, it is tough to find the coochie. Sometimes it's tough.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
Sometimes you be poking
around
down there. Just
slip
in. If it's slippery, you might end up in an asshole. You don't know. I'm just having me and the wife here tonight, right?
Yeah.
I just told you just be poking around down there. You never know. It's tough. Those pictures are very confusing. It don't look like it in real life. I can look at the pictures.
You don't know which one you're going in, right?
Yeah, I know. They got three of them.
Right.
Well, four if you count the butthole, right?
No.
You got the one that you pee out of. I thought y'all had three holes. One of them is the butthole?
Yeah.
Oh. So there's only two holes in your vagina. Because your butthole is separate from
not
your vagina.
In
you got two holes in your vagina, right?
Not in the vagina.
One to pee-pee and one for the baby, right?
The vagina. The opening of the vagina. It's not in the vagina. You don't pee through your vagina.
See, shout out to my man who said swallow the camera. I ain't that bad, but look, it's in sex ed in my high school. My teacher said I could go to the gym and go hoop. So shout out to him.
That's the worst thing we could have done. We needed education.
He let me go hoop with the fellas. But I didn't cut you off at lecture.
No, you good. I cut you off.
But, yeah, that's interesting. man, it's a crazy story. Crazy story. I didn't hear, but I saw a flash, but I didn't realize it was a real story. But the guy just got arrested. So when his parents, so I guess this is recent, if the trigger laws, you know, went into effect and Roe versus Wade got overturned, what? I guess now we're about a month.
And the thing was, it was at 6 weeks, and she found out at like 6 weeks and 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes you just got to take the steps, baby.
What are you talking about?
You know what? My man from Unbreakable, my man Sam Jackson, just got to go down the steps for the cause. It's risking our life, but we should get rid of the baby. Ain't that what they used to do? Just fall down the steps to get rid of the baby?
I don't know anybody who's done that.
I have no idea about that.
You ain't never heard about people throwing themselves down the steps so they can lose a baby? Or getting pushed down the steps to lose a baby?
Yeah.
Well, I heard.
Was that like a black movie?
But that was by the man abusing them.
Well, I mean, it's definitely abuse if somebody pushes you down the steps. But I thought, like, women would, like, fall down the steps on purpose to lose a baby. But that could be, like, one of them black movies, like Purple Rain. Not Purple Rain. Who would she throw the hot grits on? Purple Fire. What movie was the overall?
You never seen that movie.
Oh, I know, but it's one of them.
Why would it be on?
You're talking about thinking it's one of a black movie like that. Color Purple.
You're talking about Color Purple?
Yeah, Color Purple. Didn't nobody fall down the steps for that?
Nah. They didn't even have no damn steps in the house.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Anybody got anything? That's crazy. 10-year-old? Like, my son just turned 9. Shout out to my son. Happy birthday.
But if it happens to a 30-year-old, if it happens to a 20-year-old, like, age, it doesn't matter.
Nah,
like,
age matters in this case.
If you're being raped, you should not. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't agree with him, actually, was that he said he wished that the dude's daughters would get pregnant and raped. And,
yeah,
cause
I think,
and the only reason why, I don't agree with him, like, now you're making those girls suffer. Like, if you say, like, fuck the dude, you hope he dies in, like, a fiery car crash because he has no sympathy for the 10-year-old, I'm with you. But his daughters didn't have a choice on who their dad was. They might not fuck with him.
Yeah, while that's true, but at the same time, I feel like that's the only way it'll hit home to some of these dudes who have no fucking heart, no sympathy for anybody, except for it to happen to them, right? That's what my point was. Not that I wished that on his daughters, but just wished it on him having to go through that as a father of my girls. That shit, like, I'm like, y'all seeing me in jail, right? Yeah, I'm going to get arrested, like, period.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, because that's just, yeah. All right, well, all of us kind of agree on that. It's a shame. Hey, man, God bless that girl. 10 years old. You got to deal with that.
And just the mere fact that she had to get an abortion, though. Like, just to have to go through the abortion part is still tragic. Like, she shouldn't even have to have gone through an abortion, let alone being raped, right? So, like, and then the fact that somebody's going to keep on continuing that trauma, right? Like, that's crazy. Whether she gives up the baby or not, that's still trauma. Like, period. Like, they're not caring about none of that. But anyway, let's move on. The second thing I want to talk about is the Uvalde case. Did y'all see the video? Or was that on your phone?
Who?
I didn't know if it was on the list. But did you see the video?
I didn't hear what you said.
No, I'm saying, who? I'm saying we can move past the abortion thing. The second time I wanted to talk about, because I wasn't sure if it was on your list, was the video released of the Uvalde, like, police, like the timeline, them going down the hallway and all that other kind of stuff. Did you watch that?
Oh, the Uvalde. That's the word I didn't hear you say. That's what I was asking you again, what you said, because I didn't hear. I missed that part of it.
My bad.
Yeah, I watched the video, but I'll let you comment. Go ahead. What you got?
Now, I mean, so, like, it was a whole lot of police coming out talking about, yo, they had different tactics and then how they were supposed to go in three in a group. They had the dude wrong because he had the firearm. He had the pistol. It's supposed to have been the dude with the long rifle and the bat in the front. And then they were supposed to be in this triangle formation because that's new training and all this other kind of stuff, breaking down all this video, right? And then they kind of started calling these dudes cowards because they flee. It's like you fight or flight, right? Because it was like one dude was one officer, I guess, I don't know who he was. I don't want to say, like, whether he's a former police officer or whatever. but he was somebody in law enforcement, was like, okay, the training says you go in three, you engage the target because the door was open, so it wasn't like it was barricaded, the door was open. So when shots fired and, yeah, two people got hit, the next three people were supposed to go in immediately. Like, it's supposed to be like you just keep going to neutralize the threat. And he was like that they just – it was an epic fail. I just want to get your opinion where you feel like it's an epic fail. I feel like it's an epic fail because at the end of the day, you signed up for the jump. You had kids bleeding out. You had a little girl calling about 3 to 4 times. I can't remember what the real numbers. I know she called at least 3 saying, hey, you know what I mean? Like, come on, people are dying. People are dying. So you had 3 calls, 911. I believe it's 4, but whatever, and during the 70 minutes. And yet they're still – body armored up, not willing to come and engage. That kind of infuriated me because at the end of the day, if my child is in that classroom and had a shot to live, that 70 minutes is like a time, like to me, it's like the time of death, right? Like if I'm bleeding out, like 70 minutes, if you would have went and neutralized it, maybe you could have triaged some of these people that weren't, like didn't immediately pass away. But we don't know how many really suffered during that whole time. They were just chilling, put hand sanitizers on your hand and all that other kind of BS, but you won't just engage, right? And so causing the question whether they're, like, should they be questioned, to me, my question is that should they really be a law officer, like law enforcement anymore? Like, because clearly they chose to flee. They didn't choose to fight, right? Like, okay, they have body armor, and yeah, okay, so he shot one time at the door, and I guess one officer got hit, but nobody else goes in after that. They waiting on the SWAT team, but you had body armor, and you had a couple shields. Are you sitting in the hallway? Like, I feel like they should be questioned on whether they should be law enforcement or not. That's how I feel about it.
All right, Blur?
Yeah, man, I saw the video. It was crazy. I got two minds. I'm of two minds to this. Yeah, epic failure. But and then we talked about this when this first happened, and I was like, yo, they backpedaling from that story. Like, they had, like, their name in the first responder or whatever, the first dude on the scene. Yeah, he engaged the person. I was like, yo, they backpedaling from that story real quick because I guess the details were coming out. Epic failure by all means, by all way around. I really wish this video didn't come out, though. I don't know what news organization it was, but they were counting the shots after the cops arrived while they were in the hall, you know, setting up or whatever they were doing. Like, just to think, like, yo, those 4 shots or 6 shots, however many shots it was, one of them was my kid. Like, I don't think no one, and as a parent, you probably want that information, but I don't want that information. Like, I don't want to know. Like, they might know. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody knows that, like, it was this many kids who were shot after the police were there just hanging out in the hallway. Like, and, I don't know, like, if you start healing or whenever you start healing, but if you were, this just going to set it back. Like, you ain't, yeah, this is going to, like, because you were already upset, devastated. Now you're thinking, like, yo, my kid could have been saved if it wasn't for these people. They failed, and I think putting the video out there was just a wrong decision.
Yeah. DJ Cesar?
I didn't see the video. So I heard about it, but I really didn't see it. But I thought they were for me. There's someone there. It sounds like it was just a sad situation. Like you said, I guess what you expect should have happened just didn't happen. I know there was a parent that was upset for them putting the video out there because they said, yeah, to me that's just, you know, it's a video of my child getting shot, you know, even though you don't see it, but it's like that's what it is.
So it's not a video of a child getting shot.
Well, I mean, let her say what's the
yeah, her child.
Yeah, yeah, her child did.
Yeah, child did. All sympathy. But New York, New York?
Yeah, I don't agree with that, the video being released either. I think that just adds like salt to the wound that's already open at this point. And then, yeah, I agree with MX. I think at this point, if your job is to actually protect and serve, then you ain't do that. When it was actually your time to protect and serve, especially children at that point, yes, you should be questioning, or I think you should just be removed from the police force. Because clearly that's not what you're doing.
No, good.
No, that finished my point.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I like the video being released, and it's tragic, right? Cause all this stuff, all this falls under the whole tragic element. So none of it's good, none of it's positive, and it's all sad. And kids died, right? One, at least they can, at least the Republicans will believe at this time, like they, you know, the way they disrespected the Sandy Hook kids dying, said that it was a hoax. At least now we got a video proving that it happened. Two, it's one of those things where, like, when police fail, it goes into survival mode, which is, you know, the human instinct, the governor, the commissioner, the police captain. They're all going to tell you, hey, we did everything we could. This tragedy was inevitable. And then you get the video, I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't do everything. Was a tragedy, and like, could the tragedy been prevented? Probably not. But you didn't do what you told us you did. So you're actively lying to us to protect your people, which honestly I get, but the people have a right to know the truth. So that we can say, hey, obviously the training you're providing the police in this county ain't working. Because what you said you did, what you were trained to do, you didn't do. So I'm glad the video got released. My heart still goes out to those people. Yeah, I got kids who go to school. You know, me and DJ Son got a kid that go to school. I hope nothing happens at his school. You know, but at least we get, like, now everybody got to come clean. Like, you now please got to say, yo, I was scared to go in. I didn't want to get shot. I respect that more. And then, but, yeah, you probably shouldn't be a police officer. You know what they should probably say? Yeah, you're right. If we want to have an honest discussion, and I got friends that are police officers, and they dope people. They dope people. This isn't a blank statement about all police officers. But I think we all know the kids who will end up being police officers from our school. None of them were tough. Not none of them. The majority of them were tough. The majority of them weren't brave. They just ain't had nothing else to go for. They weren't going to college. Now I got some buddies who are police officers now that went to college. They're not included in this. I don't know how brave they are. I've never been in a situation with any of my – well, I've been in some situation with some of my college buddies, and Mexer's gotten us in a lot of situations. But I know he's a brave guy. But my police officers, friends – we've never, like most of my 90% of my college friends, I've never been in any real situations with. So I don't know how brave they are. But if we're being honest, it's a good job. It's a good state job. You get a pension. If you're there long enough, you get paid a good income. Holidays. I see what we pay police officers at my university because I see their pay. It's not a bad job. Until you got to risk your life. The other side of that coin is we don't know who's willing to risk their life for someone else until that time comes. I could say, hey, I'd have been ran in that kid and tried to find that kid and shoot him up. I could say that all I want. I don't really know unless I'm in a situation. I've defended my friends time and time again. I would like to say I would do the same thing for a kid, but you don't know.
I think that's
the problem is when they say that they did do it and the video comes out that they didn't, now you're spitting on the graves of those kids that died. Because now you're lying about the situation, which is really fucked up. Go ahead, DJ C. Simon.
I was just going to say, I think that makes it even more difficult, knowing that I don't know what skill this, how old is he, 18? How old is he, 18, 21?
The kid, was she the kid?
Yeah, 21, 18, whatever.
He was 18.
Like, how much skill does he have? Against the squad of police officers. I mean, you don't need any. you would think, I guess, you know, like when you're not a part of police enforcement, like that's what just the general public thinks. Like y'all done training, like y'all should be able to move in like stealth and take these people out. Like it, you know, and when you hear that somebody, I mean, this isn't a, you know, like how difficult. Like I'm saying, no, we got gun. Like you said, like really. Y'all, there's nothing y'all could have done. So I think that's hard to, even without the video, even without it, it's like that's kind of difficult to understand when you don't, you know.
Commissioner's got to be fired, right? Commissioner's got to go. The whole police force got to it got to be defunded, right?
I don't know if it'd be defunded is the word, but I just think that they definitely, here's the thing. Because I get what you're saying, Beach Bum, and I get the whole I respect that, right? Because I don't even know, right? I don't know what I would do in that situation. But what I do know is that that's what I signed up for, right? That's no question. I signed up because I may be put in some of these situations. I'm the one that's trained to deal with these situations, right? After I forgot what the other Texas shooting was, because it was a law enforcement protection. I forgot what that other case was when they had that school shooting. They had additional training. That's what they were talking about, the whole triangle and who was supposed to be in front and how they're supposed to engage. That's where that training came from because of that prior case. So, therefore, you should have been trained to deal with these kind of active shooting situations. So, in my mindset, when we formed, because they did form the triangle, so training should kick in. Period. I have bulletproof vests. I have armor. Training is now kicking in, right? It's almost like when you're in the Army, you are trained for war, right? A lot of people think you're going to the Army for a free education and some money, but when war happens, then they're like, oh, shit, let me not renew. Let me try to figure out how I can get out of this thing because I didn't think I was ever going to go to war, right? And my line brother said that clearly, right? He was like, yo, some people think that this ain't what we doing. We're training for war. And then we go get deployed, and then they want to try to get out of the war, right? Because they join for the wrong goddamn reason. And I feel like a lot of the police officers do that. They train for the wrong reason, or they sign up for the wrong reason. Because at this point, they got tested. Everything that they trained for, everything that they went to boot camp for, whatever the case may be, for this moment, they failed. Right. So while I will say and agree that I don't know what me personally would do in that situation, but what I do know, what I could bet is if I was trained for that situation, I would rely on my training, right, to get me through this situation. And if I had a shield and a body armor, then I'm even more secure than in that situation, knowing that this is what I signed up for, right? And I think that a lot of police officers want us to side with them because their job is hard, as if we told them that they had to be police officers. But then when we see the video of them acting in this way, and then we see other videos on a traffic stop when they're Mr. Gung Ho, I got all the nuts and all the bolts and all the battery packs in my back, right, to deal with you and talk to you any kind of way, right? And then on the same time, you look at this kind of video and you see how, you know what I mean? I don't want to call them and go so far as call them cowards, but they definitely, it's a fight or flight, and they flight, they bleed like a motherfucker, like, right? So at the same time, it's like I'm torn, right? Because we see them in two separate instances on traffic stops and all those kind of civil type of things when they're Mr. like commando and shit, and then we see them in a live shooting and they're fucking like cowards and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, to me, I don't know how to reconcile that. But at the end of the day, man, like, we didn't ask them to be officers, so that's why I'm saying their jobs need to be questioned, because they ain't ready for the smoke. You can't be ready for the smoke at a traffic stop and not be ready for a smoke to save a child. You can't be that person that I'm scared as a black man, I'm going to shoot him first, but you ain't going to shoot an armed killer killing kids. Like, you can't be that person. right? Like, so at this, and so sometimes it's got to be a day of reckoning, and you got to question yourself, and then somebody got to question it for you if you can't do it for yourself. You can't look in the mirror and say, listen, man, I'm willing to take a bullet to save a child. Then you need to find another line of career because there's plenty of them out there. Plenty of people hiring.
All right, Blur. No, I think y'all right spot on. I mean, yeah, it's a. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend to be sympathetic to the cops. I understand it's a difficult job, or it can be a difficult job, but hey, that's what you signed up for. You do your job or get a new job.
Okay, TJ, Susan, you got anything? New York, you got anything?
Oh no, I'm good.
All right. All right. Well, good time again, Mexican. Serious out again. But, you know, good thoughts. Shout out to the mamas, man. There's a lot of kids going through stuff. Kids getting pregnant, kids dying 10 years old, man. It's like we're back in the 1100s, man. Like, we ain't got free health care. Oh, that's right. We don't. Blur, you got any topics?
You know, I do got something I wanted to kind of bring up to you guys just a little bit. Not in too serious. I'm trying to get you guys' opinion on this. Tom Cruise just turned 60 years old. Top Gun Maverick is probably going to be the biggest movie of the summer, maybe the biggest movie of the year. Now, when he was getting this made a couple years ago, before the pandemic, he went to Paramount. I was like, yo, they agreed to do the movie or whatever. He wanted like $20 million or something like that. Actually, a little less than $20 million. They didn't want to pay him that. Said, hey, this is a legacy project. It's been years. You know, the whole shebang. We don't really know how well it's going to perform. It might have missed its time. The audience for this may not be what it is. So instead of paying that man $20 million, he agreed to 10% of the gross that this movie made.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. That's the way to put your nuts on the table, Tommy. No wonder he was jumping on over cows. Are you fucking serious, Blur?
10% of the gross of a billion-dollar movie.
And those corporate people are sick.
Because they didn't want to pay him $20
million. We
could have just gave him the $20 million. Hey, Scientology just hit the come up. That collection plate gonna be off the hook. He got to be like,
right?
He's got to go to like the electricity like level now, right?
He's already there.
Like what's the tithing on that? Like. Shit.
Yes. First off, I don't know why anybody. Well, I guess if you don't have faith in the movie, but you know it's Tom Cruise, so, and he wants to do this. It's his passion project. So even if you don't have faith in it, I guess he's like, all right, we're going to do it because you know we still want you to do Mission Impossible. We want you to do all our other movies that we got you signed up
right for.
So yeah, we're not going to pay you $20 million, $25 million, whatever you ask, because we don't really think, we don't have faith in this movie. But yeah, if this movie only makes, you know, $20 million or something like that, yeah, we'll give you, yeah, we'll take the 10%. Tom, thank you. You're taking us to the woodshed. We'll have to give you 10%.
Oh, that's going to come up.
And the funny thing is, like, they were beefing because Paramount wanted to put this on streaming. And he was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. I'll put in my movie on stream. Now, Tom Cruise is a big movie theater person. He wants to preserve the sanctity of the movie theater, the whole nine. Like, this movie is made to be seen in the theater, like that whole thing, which I personally love that filmmakers feel that way.
Right.
But I understand. I 100%. No way. If my back-end money is tied to how this performs, ain't no way I'm letting y'all put this on streaming. And he fought for it to get, like, the full 90 days. Because right now there's a big thing going on with, like, how long is the movie going to be in the theater? Like, 45 days. Some places are only going to be in the theater 3 weeks or something like that. He fought for it. They're like, nah, this thing does not go to streaming until after at least 90 days. And then it's got, like, the original window before you can even stream it. So anybody want to see this movie, you got to go in the theater.
You got to pay per person, and I got to get my 10%.
Now, let me ask this. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't even seen it yet.
Has anybody seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Nobody knows if it's really good or not. Now, who's going to see this movie? I assume it's just all right-wing Americans.
Nah, I've heard a lot of people, and a lot of people like the movie podcast and the groups that I'm in, like, people are loving it. It's like they want to see fighter pilots and jets, and it's the whole thing, like, you know, Tom Cruise, so he does his own stunts, and he made everyone else do their own stunts, so everybody had to learn how to fly. And apparently when you got the actors doing their own stuff, and they got these GoPros or these cameras in the cockpit with them, and give like some really great shots. So I heard nothing but good things about it. Now, you know, America.
I mean, it's Fast and Furious of airplanes, right? That's why Fast and Furious keeps making movies, because it's pretty women, pretty guys, no homo, fast cars, and you got a hit, right? So you, Mission Impossible, you put airplanes, pretty people in it. You know, they showed that picture of, I guess, Tom Cruise's love interest from the original one versus Tom Cruise now, and she looks bad.
She don't look as bad as, like, that first picture they put out. It was just a bad picture. Like, I've seen people put out that same picture, but it's not zoomed in. I mean, she looks like she's aged normally. Like, I ain't gonna front. She doesn't look like Tom Cruise, but she don't look bad. She actually looks like she's a former actress. Like, if you just back out from that picture, it's not zoomed all the way up on her skin. She looks like a normal 60-something-year-old woman.
So Tom Cruise has had facial surgery, right? Like, he's had the Kim Kardashian, the BBL, the face, right?
I don't know, man. He might just be eating, like, placenta or something. Whatever the rich people be doing to stay young.
All right. Anybody got any comments on Tom Cruise taking 10%, getting that bag?
First of all, I don't know what production. Like, there are certain people you just don't bet off, right? And I think Tom Cruise is in that category. I would even put, like, a Will Smith in that category, right? Like, you just don't, like a Denzel. Like, there's just certain actors you don't bet on, right? And I would never bet against Tom Cruise. I just wouldn't. Like, they're just idiots. Like, I get why they probably thought, but what makes you, like, it'd be one thing if this happened and Tom Cruise was, like, 80, right? Like, Biden's age, Trump's age, right? But all the people that watched the original Top Gun are still alive. Most of them, the majority, are still alive, right? Like, they're not aged out to go and watch, like, a movie that they grew up in when they were, like, teenagers or like, early adults. So, like, I don't know why, what they thought, like, they were doing when they made this deal. Like, this is the dumbest. They should have to go down as, like, one of the dumbest business decisions of all time. Like, somebody had to get fired over this. If somebody didn't get fired over this one, like, then I don't know what Paramount's doing. Because whoever decided not to take that deal is an idiot. Like, I just don't see how you bet against Tom Cruise. And stipulations that Blur just said, right? Like, it's one thing if you bet against him, it's like, yeah, but it's already streaming. But no, but if you gave in to the whole movie theater thing, man, you're an idiot. Whoever was at that negotiating table was needs to be fired, in my opinion.
Now, have all y'all seen the original Top Gun?
Oh, yeah, I have. I just haven't seen the remake. But
Blur?
Hold on.
New York?
No, I didn't even know it was an original one. I thought this was a whole new ass movie.
Yo, it's on Netflix right now. Like, if you haven't seen it, it's actually still on Netflix, which is ironic, because usually when sequels come out, Netflix loses their licenses, so people can't go back and watch the original. But, yeah, you can go watch the original right now on Netflix. I want to say for free, but I guess Netflix ain't free. I keep forgetting that.
Shit. I was going to say, because I've never seen the original Top Gun. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never watched it. My next question is, did y'all ever play the Top Gun video game, and could you ever land a plane? At Mextra? You got us on mute.
What'd you ask? Sorry, arguing with my oldest.
Oh, man. What's my niece doing, yo?
He takes my towel. Uses my shower and takes my towel. Never to be found again.
Well, did you play Top Gun, the video game, or could you land a plane?
Bro, all the time. I was betting like 10% on landing the plane, though. 10%. I was beast in the air, though. I was a beast in the air until I had to return back. Yeah, like then it was just a wrap. 10%. 10% effectively that I landed. I used to always overshoot the damn air carrier. I felt like the game was cheating. I used to say it was cheating. Probably broke a couple of remotes, but whatever. Yeah.
Blur?
You know what? I don't know if I remember the game specifically, but I remember a flight game, and I could never land it. Like, landing the plane was not. That was a no-go for me. I was definitely, I mean, I would say landed in 0.5% of my attempts. I was out there shooting Shaquille O'Neal three-point numbers.
Yeah. New York, did you even know there was a Top Gun video game on Nintendo? Do you even know what a Nintendo
hell
is?
No. Yeah, I had a Nintendo 64 with the Smash Brothers. Nah. Yeah, I didn't even know it was a Top Gun game.
No, not 64.
No. Smash 64, the 8-bit joint, yeah, the original.
Oh, nah, yeah, I didn't even know it was a Top Gun. Yeah, I played some flight games, but, yeah, I still can't even land a plane in GTA right. So I'm damn sure, no, I wasn't going to land no plane in that game.
That's funny. That was one of the when... So I got a Nintendo late in life, like, broke family. But, you know, my mom could, she could. So I got a Nintendo late. Like, people were getting Sega Genesis, and my mom got me a Nintendo. One of the games she got me was on sale was Top Gun. I never could land the plane. I became a master of that first mission because, well, it's the first two missions because they allowed you to crash. And they still let you go to the next mission. And if you crash the second mission, then the game was over. I was a master of those first two missions. I knew where the planes were coming. I was taking them out. But to this day, like, it was one of those games that I just stopped playing because I could never land. And I would love to figure out if there's any, like, revamped version can you download it somewhere. Because I feel like I should be able to land a plane on a video game.
Yo, that is a great challenge. I feel like we need to find that. We need to find that.
I think I will. I remember when we first got the Wii, you could download Nintendo games. Matter of fact, where are my son's
Nintendo
Switch
DS?
I would think that the Nintendo Switch, you can download it.
Yeah, the Switch, I meant. That's what I meant, yeah.
I have to check that out. But okay, good topic, Blur. Tom Cruise getting that bag. You got anything else?
Oh no, that was it for the most part. I did have one other topic I would say, but one other thing about Tom Cruise. I don't know if y'all remember, like during the pandemic, people was coming out, like people was coming at him because somebody had leaked a video of him like snapping on the crew, talking about, if I see anybody not 6 feet apart, anybody not wearing a mask, your ass is fired, you're getting off the set, not tomorrow, today, right now. I don't know if y'all remember that, but that's like big news around the entertainment world, like Tom Cruise is being irrational about coronavirus,
yeah.
And like he was like spazzing on the crew. Like, yeah, that man knew exactly what he was doing. Y'all are not about to mess this up. Y'all are not about to mess up my $100 million.
I mean, if we think about it in hindsight, yes, you're right. Because he was getting that money, I understand it. But if you think of the way that we're treating Corona now, he's kind of overreacted because no one gives a shit about Corona now. I got a buddy of mine who flew to a country, caught Corona. The rules was if you test positive for Corona, you can't leave the country. They changed the law the day he was able to leave, flew back with corona, and his entire family had corona. he infected an entire plane with corona prevents. And you know what he told me? It's just like a cold.
I mean, yeah, we heard him last week, but yeah, that's that new variant. That's that new strain.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, Tom Cruise was doing exactly what he needed to do with that original version.
But, you know, overreacted, right? No one stays 6 feet apart anymore. I think I'm the only
being
one still wearing a mask in my office. Okay. Well, what else you got, Blur? Like I said, I don't want to hog other topics, but...
Nah, I'll be fast because this last one is a little weird. I was a little confused by it. T-Pain said that Chris Brown, well, he said a bunch of things, but he said Chris Brown has or is trying to use pretty privilege. He said he had princess, what do you call it? I don't know. He essentially called him a princess or something, but then he was like he's trying to use pretty privilege or thinks he should get pretty privilege. Because he's pretty, certain things should go his way, like his album should be doing better, specifically, like because he's him, because he's Chris Brown. I have never heard of a man having pretty privilege. Now, I do agree it exists. I've seen women benefit from pretty privilege all the time. Have y'all ever heard of a man having pretty privilege? Have y'all ever seen it?
Yes. I'll be quick with my answer, yes, but I want to see if anybody else will guess the same time. I mean, personally, no, I don't think, because I don't get any of my friends' like business on what they're doing like that. But I got a viral sensation that happened, and I'll tell you about that. But I'm going to let MXure and New York jump in to see if they can answer your question. New York,
yeah.
You up first.
Look, I think it exists. I've never experienced it for any of friends in my circle. But, yeah, I think it exists, especially for celebrities. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. MXure?
I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you. Like, what is that? What do you mean by what privilege are you getting? Like, I'm confused.
Blur, it's your topic.
Well,
go ahead, answer.
Okay, my bad. I want to step over anyway. So, pretty privilege, like, especially, I'll give you an example for women. Pretty women get treated better than women who are found or thought to be less attractive. You will see a pretty woman on the side of the road, and everybody will stop to help her. If it's I don't hate to call people ugly, but if it's a generally less attractive woman, she's going to get passed by. That's like on a big level of pretty privilege. But it goes a lot further than that. A lot of times people are talking about in the workplace, prettier women. And I guess pretty people, they'll get promotions or raises because, you know, prettier people are just treated nicer because people want to be around them. They want to be in their space.
Gotcha. So you're saying I don't know how to answer this. Actually, I don't think men are pretty, so I'm gonna pass. I guess.
Okay.
I can see the relationship with women and how that can be a thing. But I never knew that was the same thing for males. Yeah.
So, there's so many different ways I can go with this topic. I have so many thoughts, so many. One, am I the only person who treats ugly people better because I feel like pretty people, you get enough advantages, so I treat ugly people better? Am I the only one who thinks like that?
Well, I guess it depends on how you... what you consider better, to be honest with you.
Well, I call ugly
you might
people
be the
beautiful
person.
Because I feel like no one... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Blair. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just saying it depends on what you consider better. I mean, but you probably are the only person who consciously does that.
Yeah, like I call ugly people beautiful all the time because I feel like no one's going to tell them that.
Yeah. I think that's a little condescending.
Much. My son tells me I'm not fat. I don't think he's being condescending. I just think he's being nice.
He's not. He's
being. Dude, hey, watch your background. It just sound like one of y'all is, like, loading the gun. Hey, and then also, when you talk about how, you know, a pretty woman's on the side of the road and, you know, a bunch of people stop, but an ugly woman's on the side of the road, no one will stop. I saw an accident the other day, and this lady was laid out in her car. And, like, her head was on the steering wheel, and she wasn't moving. And I was like, shit, I should stop. It had nothing to do if she was pretty or not, but I had to poop. And I was like, I can't stop her. I'm going to poop on myself while I try to help this lady. And the only reason why I kept going so I can go home and poop is because I saw other people running to her side. I didn't know if that was foul or fair, but I feel like I'm not a doctor. I couldn't really do anything except for call the ambulance. And it seemed like other people were going to take care of that, and I didn't want to shit myself.
Well,
and she might have been pretty. I don't know. But I had to poop. It's a true story. Two, the pretty privilege for a man that I saw was when that jail dude went viral. Didn't he end up pregnating like a queen of England or something? Like, didn't he get out of jail because everyone thought he was good looking and he end up like dating like a mistress of like the queen or something? Yeah, I gotta know who.
I think he got a Rothschild or something. Didn't he impregnate or married or something with a Rothschild?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, you gotta remember, Blur, I think you're right. It might have been a Rothschild, but wasn't that Jay Electronica? That's an ugly name.
I got something.
Oh, shit, maybe no, that's what that was.
It is.
So.
Bay. Prison Bay.
Prison Bay. You don't remember that story, M-Extra, where they ran. It was like an America's Most Wanted or show or like recent arrest, and they showed his mugshot, and then like, you know, he green eyes and light skin, so all the women went crazy, and so he started getting
he
all
like
these
a modeling career.
Yeah, so he got like all these letters about how beautiful he was and all this stuff, and you know when he made bail, they gave him like a modeling contract, and he started modeling, and then he started like dating like the heir of England or something like that.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling y'all.
I don't know about
somebody
that.
Look it up. I just took my pants off, so I'm not looking up anything else for the night. But I think that he's like, I think he like impregnated like Queen Junior.
Queen Junior.
So, yeah, like the Junior Queen. Like no one who's gonna, but like no one who's gonna really have power, but someone who has that lifestyle. So that's the only pretty.
I don't remember who he impregnated, but you're absolutely right. I did forget about him. I guess that is somebody who benefited from pretty privilege for a guy. I couldn't think of nobody, but that might be one.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of offhand that I saw who just blew up just because. To this day, we've never heard him talk. And I'm pretty sure he's slow, and I mean, I don't know the man, so he might not be, but, you know, he didn't seem like he made the best decisions. But, yeah, you know, I guess, but in terms of Chris Brown and his album not doing well, it is crazy that he dropped an album, as popular as he is, but, I mean, he also, like he's never going to live the Rihanna thing now. Like, I just saw his interview on Drink Champs, and I was like, I wonder if Nori, because, you know, they get drunk, and, you know, they ask all types of stuff, and it's one of the fun shows, good feeling shows, excuse me, and I was wondering if they were going to ever ask Chris, like, what he was going through mentally through the whole Rihanna situation. And, of course, they don't touch on it at all. They don't even bring it up. You can tell Chris kind of talked around it, just talking about, you know, situations where, you know, people don't fuck with him no more for whatever reason. And, like, you know what the reason is, right? So does Chris get pretty privileged? I think he kind of burnt that up on himself. But, you know, I guess, again, I'm like,
context,
I'm not sure. I'm
what
like,
context
hey.
Are we talking about? I mean, did I miss that? Like, what context? What is he getting because people think he looks pretty?
Oh, that's a question for Blur. He's saying that his album, T-Pain says the album should be selling more because he's prettier.
And I think that's what he is alluding to. Because he didn't say he didn't spell it out, but I kind of the gist of it, I think he was saying was, or at least like, yo, look at me, I should be doing better than this type situation. Like I'm tall, I'm light skinned, I can dance my ass off. Like y'all should be running to my album. Y'all should be getting this like type situation. And maybe he said pretty privileged, and maybe it wasn't just about being pretty. It could have been like, yo, like, I am Chris Brown. Like, I'm still that nigga. And maybe he's not. I don't think he is. But, I mean, he said pretty privileged, and that just got me thinking, like, a dude? But, I mean, hey, a lot of people are selling who are less talented and less better looking than Chris Brown, so.
Like who? Like, who's beating him? Quantify this.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about men. I was just thinking about in general, I guess. But
Kendrick Lamar
is
still
not
that
much. Okay.
Well, name another R&B artist that's selling more than Chris Brown.
Yeah. I'm trying to quantify it. I'm not connecting it. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not an R&B fan. So I don't really know a lot of the newer R&B people.
He's not selling more than Chris Brown. I love
Blood.
Pink Sweats. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's...
I don't know what level it is.
But I don't even know how you count album sales anymore because it's all streams. Like,
yeah.
Chris Brown didn't buy... He didn't pay his streaming farm bill.
Streaming what?
Streaming farm.
Streaming farm?
Farm, yeah. Where you have... M-Extra has one at his compound. He's got like 1,000 people running at once, and he just streams like one song so his artist can be popular.
Yeah.
And it makes all the sounds. Remember, they got in Suffolk, and they were getting mad because it's like the Bitcoin Amazon warehouses.
Farming.
Mine.
So, yeah, I don't know, Blur. I mean, okay, let me ask you this. Do y'all ever, New York, you're the youngest. Have you listened to an entire Chris Brown album?
No, I haven't, actually.
DJC Siren, you a female?
I'm a woman.
What's wrong with the word female? You're not non-binary. What are your pronouns?
I said I'm a woman, nigga.
Have you ever listened to a full Chris Brown album?
Told you?
I don't pay attention to her.
No, I have not.
M-Extra, have you ever listened to one?
A whole album?
Of Chris Brown.
No, I listen to songs, though. And, I mean, is there anything to, like, 2022 not being the year of the light-skinned dude, like, is there any relevance to that? Like, I mean, I feel like that may be a little bit of it, too. So
that's crazy.
I mean,
maybe they're just they're not in style in 2022.
See, I've always struggled with that whole light-skinned, dark-skinned thing because I don't understand the complexions. So
they go in and out. They do.
I don't know. Might be the year of the Darcy guy. But which one of y'all are doing anything except for the English dude who's taking all the American acting jobs?
No idea.
Except for
I'm just saying. Is it more of that than it is the pretty dude, like the pretty people, like you know what I mean? Like you're making that argument with no quantitative data. And maybe there's more factors to why he's not selling.
I just don't know if he makes great albums. Like, I don't know. I've never ran to a Chris Brown project.
I mean, I don't mean to cut you off. You made a good point, though. Like, the day of the streaming... And if he don't feel like he needs to put that investment in that, may make it where his numbers from an album perspective don't really like generate, right? Because if you put more money in your streaming network, then now it's like a song
that I'm going to sing, that I'm going to stream, that's going to get it on the top list, and then I may go and check your album out because your song is up there and it's getting constantly played. But now, if you think that your album, if you ain't going to do that because you think your name, your brand is strong enough that you don't have to do that, so you can sacrifice that budget, put it more into your album budget, right? Well, maybe he just made the wrong decision and thinking that his brand was as strong as he thought it was when it really isn't. And maybe he should have did what you were trying to, I think you were suggesting, that he should have put more money into that streaming farm or mining to get to then residually like boost his album sales. And maybe he did the opposite.
Yeah, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast. He made a good point when discussing the well, not made a good point. I don't know if it's good or not, but just a good observation. When discussing the Mario versus Omarion versus. And it was like, yo, Mario can sing his ass off. He's a good-looking dude. You know, he has talent. He can dance. Why isn't he more popular? You know, when he first came out, he was all over the TV. You know, he was doing a little Baltimore dance. You know, he was singing about getting braid hair and all that stuff. Like, why isn't he more popular? And Joe Budden was saying, what you're looking at, like, in comparison to Omarion, who was always on TV and all stuff, and he said, what you're looking at is when the industry, when a major label is behind you versus not. He's like, if a major label is behind you, you're going to be on all the commercials, you're going to be on all the TV shows, you're going to be on all the award shows. You're going to be a constant fixture on TV and radio. They're going to play your song, you know, so many times a day so that eventually you just like it or you at least say, hey, it's not that bad, no matter what. Versus if you don't have major label support, you know, you're going to end up, you know, you could be a talented person in the world and you might sell 50,000 copies, but if the label's not getting a cut of that, like, you got to just be happy with your 50,000 copies. So maybe Chris Brown is just in a place where now he doesn't have the major label backing support that he once had, and this is what it looks like. He's not a kid anymore. Maybe they're tired of him and move to the next one.
He's had a lot of combination to his brand then, right? That means his brand isn't as strong as he thought it was. Because if his brand is as strong as he thought it was, then he don't need the label.
I think it's a couple of things. I think Chris Brown, I don't say is suffering from or was just in an unfortunate time of being popular right when music was doing that transition between physical media and all digital media. And you can see a lot of people trying to make that transition. It's like there's two different ways, I think. There are two different distinct ways people are trying to handle it. You got Kanye West, who did the seven-song album. Like, hey, it's a short album. People are going to have to keep streaming it and streaming it to listen to it. Then you got Chris Brown, who's going to do 25-song albums. It's a longer album. People are going to listen longer because they want to listen to the whole album. They're going to just be streaming this album for longer, more minutes. And I think just trying to figure that out, especially if you just going off of your name and somebody's got to jump out there and do it first. Like, which one is going to be the best way to do it? And it turns out neither one is the best way to do it. It's just get a hot single and just let that go for a couple of weeks and put out another hot single. But those are the two ways I've seen, like, seeing big artists who were popping with physical media now trying to keep that same momentum going into or now firmly into the all digital media. I mean, that said, and then I don't think, and this is funny because I saw the interview. The Dream Chance interview, and I saw some other people talking about it as well. He's never going to be what he was before because he never addressed the Rihanna thing. I don't know who was advising this dude. I seen him go on Larry King like the same week it happened to him, his mom, their lawyer, father figure, whatever, and they danced around for like an hour without addressing it. I'm like, yo, this is backfiring. You got to get out in front of it. You couldn't even cop to it, admit it, say you fucked up, say you're going to anger management. But if you don't tell people what happened, you're just leaving it to speculation. And people's imagination is always going to be worse than what actually happened.
So if you don't tell people what happened and just try to defend it, even if you don't defend yourself, you got to give people something to say, hey, I'm sorry, this is what happened, I apologize. But if you just dance around it and then try to just move on, nah, you're never going to get away from it. Never.
That's his PR team, though, right? Because I agree. Like, his PR team should have told him something better. Like, let's make a statement about mental health. Like, he could have played a lot of, like, he had a lot of options. He could have been, like, mental health. He could have been, like, something. I'm going to therapy. Like, he could have did a whole lot. He chose to do nothing. I've never known that PR team not to do anything. They need Olivia Pope on that motherfucker.
Go ahead, DJ Cesar. How been? Can't
growing
talk to me.
Growing up in Tappahannock, Virginia, you know, the black community, you know, that's how relationships, you know, that's all the relationships I've ever seen.
That's what he should have said.
He should have said.
And beating women at Tappahannock. I mean, it's tough, right? Because, you know, he was such a child prodigy. There's a lot of money at stake, a lot of money invested. But I think this was a good opportunity to just say, look, it's not something I ever want to discuss. It's the worst day of my life. My heart goes out to Rihanna. She knows I loved her, you know. But I'm glad she's in a happy relationship with someone like Rocky. I'm glad she was able to find happiness after.
What was it?
Now? Yeah. No, I'm saying that's what he should have said. Like, he has an opportunity to say that now he's doing a press run because
now,
of his album.
Yeah. Instead of talking about how
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's talking about that. I think T-Pain's talking about it. I don't think Chris Brown cares about
Chris
anything.
Oh, Chris
Brown
said it was just T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain said
T-Pain's that. Been talking a lot, hasn't
he? T-Pain always talks. That's why I love T-Pain, because he just says what he wants. He don't think, you know.
He's like Clarence Thomas to the hip-hop
world. Oh, man, T-Pain ain't right-wing.
He's got a white wife.
It's because she allows it.
That's questionable.
Your best friend had a white husband. Why are you acting like this is something that isn't in part of your life as well?
She got rid of.
She got rid of. Oh, shit. All right. All right.
She's ain't creepy.
He's from Tallahassee. He's Florida, man. All right. So, Blair, you got anything left on that? Damn, what do we got, 10 minutes?
Oh, hey, but his comment about why Timberland never wore Timberlands, I think that was off base stuff. I'm surprised New York did not comment on. He must have didn't see it, yo. But he basically trashed Timberlands. Like Tams, he was going in. I feel like he went a little bit OD with that joke. That's not necessarily true. Like, though, so, because. You know what I mean? I don't know. Do y'all think he went OD with that? Like, I think he went OD with the Tim comments.
Hold on, which one? We still talking about T-Pain?
Yeah, T-Pain. When he was talking about why Timberland never wore Timberland, and he was talking about how they're uncomfortable, and how, you know what I mean, they're construction boots, and so they're not meant to be worn unless you're doing construction. Like, I feel like he just, like, went OD with it. I don't know. Because me, Tim is comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they hurt my feet at all. Like, I can wear them bitches all day, and they good with me. Like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. I remember that comment now. Now that you brought it up, I'm telling you, T-Pain, first of all, Florida, that's one thing. Second of all, I think T-Pain is one of them niggas that tied the Timberlands up to their ankle so their ankle can't breathe. So that's the reason why.
He's never worn a pair, he said.
He never won it. See, that's his problem. He's from Florida. He knows there's a lot of problems going down in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, don't trust anybody who says that Timberlands aren't comfortable if they've never worn a pair. I mean, that's pretty about as standard as you can get. But again, he's from Florida. I think we all have our stipulations about people from Florida. But, all right, Blair, you got anything else left? Man, we only got a couple minutes.
Nah, that was it for me.
All right. And so we got burned through these topics. Well, let me ask, New York, do you got anything left? We got about 5 minutes left. You got anything you want to rap about?
Can burn through these topics. You can burn through these topics real quick.
Sure. All right, DJ, you sound RSU, you good? You good. All right. Hunter Biden's on crack. Hunter Biden posted a video of himself debating with another crackhead that the amount of crack that he got was 20 grams. So he put on video. Well, his phone got hacked, and they're releasing videos from the hacked phone. And he's showing, he's being proven that his crack was really 20 grams. And my question to y'all is, how bad of a parent do you got to be to become the president of the United States and your son to crack it? Blur.
I don't know if that make you a bad parent. Well, I mean, the president ain't got nothing to do with it. Your son became a crackhead, so nah, I'm not putting that on the parent. Nah, that don't make Joe a bad parent. Even though his daughter did come out and say he was too worried about being a politician, he never really paid attention to us as kids.
So, his son's on crack. His daughter says he never loved us, and you're still saying that he's an okay parent?
No, I'm saying the son being on crack don't make you a bad parent.
So his son being on crack is okay, but the daughter saying that he never loved us, he was just a politician, does it?
No, I'm just saying that one particular thing, because there's a lot of people who kids are on drugs or drug addicts. That don't make them bad parents. I mean, just shit happens.
It doesn't?
No, I don't think your kid being on drugs make you a bad parent.
No, not drugs, crack.
Are these rapid-fire questions, or?
It's 2022. Crack.
Yeah, no, I don't think it makes you a bad parent.
Extra?
I don't think it makes, I agree with Blur that it doesn't make you a bad parent. I feel like he should have already known that his phone was hacked because he's the president's son. And I feel like the daughter comment that Blurry brought up is a typical response from a teenager who was probably forced to go to all these kind of events, politically and non-politically, lost half of her teenage life because she had to do that type shit. So no one really would bang with her because she was the ops. And so I feel like that comment, now that she's older, is just a reflection of what she thought and what she experienced as a childhood. So she's a little bit better.
New York, New York.
Next.
Oh, I thought she was done, actually. You done or not?
That's it. Next topic.
Well, we got to make sure everybody gets a chance to answer.
Yeah, I'm make this quick. I'm bitter. He's a bad parent. There's no reason why I should be paying $10.37 a month to Sally Mae because he didn't erase my debt. I'm bitter. He a bad parent. Yo, and just like Hunter Biden, I think his name is Hunter Biden. Is it Hunter Biden? Shit, it might be. But, yeah, I mean, he had every right to be, but, like, how you going to trust another crackhead to buy some crack for you, and then you get mad when it's short on the scale? That's your fault. That's your fault. How you trust another crackhead to buy your product that you going to use and then be mad when it come up short? But other than that, yeah, that's all I got to say.
DJ C. Sire?
Is he a bad parent? Was Samuel Jackson's mom a bad parent?
What? You gotta stop mumbling. What?
I can't think of it. I tried to.
Bad joke.
It was too close.
But I got to you too quick. I went to you last.
I know, but it came up to mind too late.
No, it's because you're on the phone playing video games. Yes. Joe Biden's a bad parent because his son ended up on crack. Why? If he was addicted to cocaine, I wouldn't call him a bad parent. Because he's rich. Because
it's conditioning.
No, because he's rich. Why is your son on crack when you're rich? If your son's going to be a drug addict, at least provide him with good drugs.
It's a greater high.
So then Joe Biden fell off a bike. Should we just
hold on. Before you move on, real quick.
We
got to
burn through these quick.
Real quick, just a quick question. I've been hearing a lot of people say that about, you know, he's too rich to be on crack. It sounds like we kind of justifying the harsher penalties on crack because we're saying how much worse crack is to cocaine. It sounds like we justifying what Joe Biden did back in 92 when they were like, hey, you're going to double the sentence for this crack because crack is so much worse than cocaine.
I'd have been fine if they locked up white people, too. So, Joe Biden fell off a bike.
Why's he on a bike?
Should we get him out of here, DJ Cesar? Like, is Joe Biden run over, DJ Cesar?
How many men will have our first black woman president? Oh, sure.
You want him to die so Kamala can be president. Same difference. M Extra. just buying me to go home.
That was hilarious. Because he was looking real cool until he wasn't. So I really do think that I wish he was younger. I wish he would have ran earlier, because right now he does need to know. He needs a guy. We need a younger representation of himself.
All right, Blair.
Nah, it was funny. Yeah, I mean, an old man falling is always going to be funny, whether he's a president or not. But, yeah, MX is right, man. If he was just a little bit younger. I mean, he ran before. Like, he's ran for president, I think, three or four times. I mean, he just needed to have his black friend first. He should have got him some black friends first. I mean, put that stamp on him, and then we could have gotten him when he was younger.
New York.
Yeah, pack him up, get him out of here. Why you on a bike if you're falling in the first place, bro? Like, come on, bro. Put some training wheels on that shit. Can't have a
all
president
right.
falling over like that.
Yeah, if you can't ride a bike, you can't run the country. All right, Zach Wilson. He had a fiance, a football player for the Panthers or the Jets now. There's some trades. Zach Wilson had a fiance. They broke up. The fiance started dating Zach Wilson's best friend. So Zach Wilson went and fucked the girl's mom. Player or foul? New York.
Player and foul, but still player. Respect.
Blur.
I mean, sadly, I'm going to have to agree, player and foul, because on the surface, you look kind of whack. I mean, come on, man. So she chose your man, so you go fuck her mom like you fuck the old chick. So it's kind of whack, but, hey, fuck the girl mom, so it's kind of player, too, so.
Am I extra?
Foul only if he didn't record the jump. If he recorded it, play it all the day long.
DJ Cesar?
No comment on him, but
why?
Whose mom is this? Like, what's wrong with your mother?
Apparently, she tough. She a little Instagram hoe.
Well, no. Apparently, she.
Why are you saying no? You don't know who she is.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's not my point.
Oh.
That what she looks like. I'm saying she clearly shouldn't have slept with your daughter's ex, whatever.
Well,
she was ugly, though. He wouldn't have smashed if she was ugly.
It'd be some good-looking moms out here. We had a couple good-looking moms on our football team. We called one of our teammates' moms coming out of one of our friends' dorm room. We thought he was foul. I still think he's foul, but he's a grimy dude, though. And he's always about God, too. I'm actually not going to talk about. But it's play. I mean, I think it's play. Like, yo, why you dating my best friend? You only doing that to hurt me. So I'm going to hurt you by knocking off your mom without a condom because she's old and had a hysterectomy. All right, so that's the show. She's sorry. Anything you got to say before we roll?
Thank goodness. Good night.
Thank goodness. Good night. MX, you got anything to say before we roll?
If you're going to smash your mom's your man's mom, make sure you videotape that shit.
All right, Blur.
It is the way.
All right, well, we got 60 seconds,
nah, man.
Blur.
Hey, learn like Tom Cruise, man. Always bet on yourself.
New York.
Yeah, I mean, stay safe. Stay blessed and everything else. Look forward to the conversation next week, you heard?
All right, we out. Good show, fellas. And ladies.
Man, I mean, if you like the dog, you should like the mom.
But at least they're all, like, he's obviously got.
She's a dead, you better come out, bitch. Go ahead, girl, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changed in my outfit.
He says, when he did
that. I said, wait, here I come.
No.
Here I come.